Hello, gentle listener. This is Tim Babb. You may have heard me recently on the Mousestalgia podcast, and as such, you may have followed me here to this podcast thinking it was very similar. It is so not similar! Mousestalgia is a podcast you can sit down with your family and your children and just listen to it and be entertained and even educated a little bit. If you sit down with your family listening to Tancast, tell your family to run! Run! Get the kids out of the room! Go! Go! If you have a shred of decency in your body, you will be ripped from you by listening to this show! Run! Save yourself! Oh, God.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody.
Welcome to Tancast, motherfuckers.
What's your go-to Phil Collins song? Tell us. Forums right there below us.
Forums, huh?
No,
not forums.
Comments.
Ass.
It's right there
below
the
episode. You're an
ass. You're both an ass. You're both the same ass.
You are both cheeks on the same ass.
Andy is five asses. I don't think I sent Andy that link of Jamie. Is it Jamie from MythBusters? Not really. Well, he's not really being a douche, but he's kind of being an ass.
You could say he's being douchey. I'll let that pass. Have you seen it, Andy? Do you know what Noah's talking about?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Well, he's talking about the stations and how they're not stocked correctly. But well, I'll find the video. Well, hold on.
Let's put a link in the show notes. Link. That'll be the new sound effect. I'll just play whenever we're talking about something, and then it ends up as a link in the show notes. You'll just hear
link.
I'll play the same thing again. And
link.
Wait, you say it too, Andy.
Link!
There, I'll mush all three of us together.
I'll mush your mama together!
No mushing of my mama! By the way, this is Tim, the T in Tancast.
This is Andy, the A in Tancast.
This is Noah, the Negro in Tancast. I've done that before, but what the fuck ever, I'll do what the fuck I want.
Fuck, we're 40-something episodes in. Can't be expected originality. In fact, we're gonna tell all the same stories we told in the first episode today. So, Indiana Jones.
I saw it.
What theater did you see it in, Noah?
Pretty Bird. You know, it amazes me, like, on TV shows where they can keep going for, like, seasons and seasons and, like, still come up with, like, fresh material. I'm like, how the fuck do you do that? I mean, I guess some of it is, you know, kind of, current, like, you know, what's based on currently going on, but I'm still just amazed. Like, it's The Simpsons. I haven't watched it, but I assume it's still funny. It's still on the air.
People say it's actually getting good again this season.
See, that amazes me. Like, how do you keep it fresh?
I don't get how people... I mean, granted, a lot of the show is interviews, but, like, you know, The Daily Show, Tonight Show, things like... It's fucking day in, and it's not like, you know, Simpsons, which is once a week. It's like four or five times a week, these shows.
Well, that's, yeah.
And... But granted, like you said, I mean, especially The Daily Show is all current events. Mm-hmm. But still, I'd run out of, like, yeah, fucking, politicians said something stupid. Can I go home?
Politicians are fucking you over again. All right. I'm out.
These guys over here are douchebags. These guys over here are also douchebags. They're holding a douchebag off next Friday. Bring the wife and kids. There'll be popcorn.
That's funny. That was a joke on The Daily Show once. It's an old-fashioned douche-off! And they played that banjo thing, dueling banjo song while...
No. That one?
Where it was... Yep. Where it was Chris... It starts with an H, but it's not Chris Hansen, so who am I thinking of? The guy from CNN?
Chris Kattan!
No. Thank you for failing with us. Chris Matthews, I did it. And I can't...
Doesn't start with an H and not CNN, but please continue.
I didn't say it started with an H, did I?
Yeah.
I don't know if I did.
I think you did.
I said I think it starts with Chris, but it's not Chris Hansen.
Tim is an idiot. He clearly said the name started with H.
You know what? The record, it's on record. We'll find out who's right and who's wrong.
I will cease caring in 30 seconds, so...
25, 24.
I watched the new episode 24, by the way, Tim. Or the newest episode, just in case you were wondering.
That's good, because we may want to talk about it. Unless Noah has... I mean, no, you are Noah. Unless Andy hasn't watched it.
Andy has, I think, 18 episodes of 24 on the TiVo.
Andy is a unbelievable raging hemorrhoid.
He has a child, though. Maybe he has to feed
Children can watch 24. It's good for the whole family. See? See? That's a terrorist getting fucking shot in the leg.
My Stephanie will not let me expose our child to violence, even though it will be a newborn and won't know what the fuck's going on. Although, maybe it does affect it in some negative way. I don't know.
You're like, well, does that exclude me from punching you in the face? Bah!
What about domestic violence? Is that okay? Bah, bah!
Dinner ready is a pizza?
Where's my dinner, bitch?
Have you seen that video?
No.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Link! Is that one of those PSAs?
Yes, it's supposed to make, you know, it's supposed to make domestic violence look bad, but just ends up being unintentionally funny.
Wait, isn't domestic violence always unintentionally funny?
Oh! Oh, no! No.
Noah. Bad Noah.
I'm sorry.
On that note, should we do some tan laughs?
Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a friend, and you'll find yours, I know.
Tan laughs! We now have three tan laugh intros. Who knows which one just played? It's crazy. I mean, I do in the future, but I don't know now.
Keeping you on the toes.
So I have one. I'm sorry, this is not sent in. This is actually one I thought up. Mm-hmm. But due to recent events, I thought it would be worthwhile to share on the show, even though both you guys have heard this.
Okay.
So I was taking a cross-country flight, mm-hmm. and they offered a meal on the flight, and you could have a choice of either chicken parmesan or Salisbury steak. And when the lady came by and asked what I wanted, I said I would like the Salisbury I said I would like the chicken. And she goes away and comes back and brings my meal, and I look down, and it's Salisbury steak. And I'm like, excuse me, waitress? And she's like, stewardess. I was like, whatever. I ordered chicken, and you gave me Salisbury steak. She's like, oh, okay, well, we'll correct that for you. And she goes away. And finally, a dude comes back with the meal, sets it down. I grab my spork. I'm ready to eat, and I look down. Salisbury steak again. And I'm like, excuse me, stewardess? He's like, steward. I'm like, whatever. I ordered chicken, and you gave me Salisbury steak. And he's like, oh, all right, 1 second. And so he goes away, and, like, hours go by. We pass, like, 5 states while I'm waiting. And finally, he comes back with my meal. I look down at the plate. You'll never guess what it was. Spoiler alert, it wasn't chicken. So I turn to the guy, and I'm like, enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey-fighting steaks on this Monday to Friday plane! That joke has been edited for television by FX.
Have you seen that, Andy? Did Tim show it to you?
I actually saw the Colbert Report episode.
Oh, it's on the Colbert Report?
Yeah. It's making the rounds, baby!
I saw it on the internet.
Monkey-fighting.
Silliness.
That's made it back into my act. That's how.
I can't believe you waited hours for fucking food, dude.
What else am I gonna do? Step outside and go to the.
I would have got out and like, yo, I need to eat, motherfucker. Don't you look at me.
I'm wasting away on this. I was 300 pounds when this flight started.
I can go next.
Do it.
This one was sent in by Victoria, a Tancast listener.
Well, good, because if it was just like a random person emailing you,
that would be amazing. Like, hey, random email address, I thought you might like a joke.
That would be awesome.
I think I'll call it Tan Laughs for no reason I can put into words.
Maybe that's what you should do, Tim. Just start like a thing where you just pick a random email address that you will sure to get to somebody and just send it out like, hey, I thought you might like a joke, buddy.
just thought I'd send you one.
What did the deaf, dumb, and blind kid get for Christmas?
I know the answer, that's why I'm laughing.
I don't know.
Leukemia! Yay!
That is a horrible, wonderful joke. Way to go, Victoria. Victoria's fucked up soul for the win.
My soul hurts just a little.
Dying.
I enjoyed that one. It gave you a little head fake. Thought it was going to be something good, but no, it was not. It was sadness. Andy?
All right.
Laugh it up.
I got a tan laugh from our number one Australian fan, Murray. If I fucked that up, I certainly apologize. It's been a crazy, crazy busy week.
I'm pretty sure he's our number one Australian fan.
I think so. I'm just saying, you know, if I got that wrong, I certainly didn't mean any offense by it. I've just had my brain scrambled and then put back in my head, and they're all sloshing around in there like pudding.
Andy's all about covering his ass.
Delicious mm-hmm. pudding. Is it like the pudding that has like a layer of chocolate, then a layer of vanilla, then a layer of chocolate? Because that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Or caramel in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't think Tim's approves.
I know.
I like to take those ones that are all layered and then stir them up just to fuck with people. but you went to the trouble of getting the layered pudding.
It all ends up in the same place. The toilet.
Yes, which is why I mix my mashed potatoes and orange juice into my pudding.
Oh, that's a good tip. That's delicious.
For some reason, that is less unappetizing to me.
Than stirring up the...
than a swatch of vanilla or caramel in my chocolate.
But that's what you are, Tim!
Tim, you are a swatch of vanilla in their chocolate.
And I'm not very appetizing to me.
When your mother and dad daughter fucked, your mother's like, you got your chocolate and my vanilla.
Especially since your dad was black, he got his chocolate vanilla in her vanilla. That's the one great thing about cum jokes. They all come out white in the end.
Oh, yes. Hilarious. I had a friend that thought black people's jism was black as well, because his jism was white.
What do you think? You guys have maroon blood, too?
I don't know. I didn't delve that far into it. It was like,
blood is a deep, muddy brown, a rich, earthy tone.
I like to paint the walls with it.
You see our teeth? We gotta bleach them like this. These things come out black as shale.
As shale, you say?
I don't even know what the fuck shale is.
I don't either, but if I saw some, I would buy a quart of it.
It's a what?
It's a dark oil-bearing rock.
Oil-bearing.
Oh, that shale! Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
I actually meant to say slate, but I think shale works okay.
Your mama works okay.
She works it like a mofo.
Gobble, 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 swallow.
Was she like Pac-Man?
Yep.
Just going down the line of cock. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Quick, give me your power pills.
Oh, my blue balls are running away.
Have you seen that video where someone's dressed up as Pac-Man and running through?
Yes, I have. Yes, sorry. Okay. but Eddie still has not gotten to Murray's tan lab.
No, I have not. I actually haven't pre-read this one, so I don't even know if it's funny. But I'm just going to go on the assumption that it is, and here we are.
All right, go ahead.
A young guy has just moved out of his parents' house and moved into his own small flat. Each morning he sees his drop-dead gorgeous neighbor kissing her massive hulk of a boyfriend goodbye. He sees his neighbor a few times on the stairs, and each time he starts sweating and his mouth goes dry, so he's never talked to her. One morning, he's returning home, and he sees his neighbor waiting on the landing outside his apartment. She's wearing a silky dressing gown, and it's tied so loosely that it barely meets at the waist. He steps slow as he walks up to her, and he checks behind him, wondering whether it can possibly be him that she's looking at. Slowly, she steps towards him, and then leans in close so that her chest touches his, and whispers in his ear, "I want you." She then takes a step back, undoes the tie on her gown, and shows what she has to offer. Suddenly, she looks worried and hurriedly whispers, "Quick, open your door. I think I hear someone coming." The guy quickly lets them both into his flat. He leans against the inside of the door. His neighbor smiles and stands in front of him, completely dropping her gown. "I've seen you looking at me since you moved in. So what do you think is my best feature?" she asks seductively. With barely a pause, the guy replies, "Your ears." The woman's somewhat perturbed by this and asks, "I'm showing you everything I have, and you think my ears are the best thing I've got? Why?" "They're great ears," stammers the guy, suspecting he said the wrong thing. "Outside, when you said you could hear someone coming, it was me."
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Did he send that one just to you?
Yep, yes. Just to me.
He sent us each jokes.
Separately?
Because he knows you guys are funny on your own, he knows I need help.
Did he send you a joke, Tim?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he sent us all our little original jokes.
Aw, yeah. It's like a little care package from the other side of the world.
That is probably a better way to go with these Tan laughs, just because if we all see the joke, then we all know what's coming, and then we don't laugh, and then people go, oh, my joke sucked. No, it's just we'd all heard it.
Yeah. You know what?
But if it was good enough, I would laugh again. So maybe your joke did suck.
Aww, Noah is a shit smear.
Yeah. Noah's more hateful than me.
No one's more hateful than you,
man. No, not really.
So, there's this forum on this website I go to called Bizarre Porn, and there's pictures of someone just like E.T. having sex. It's so wrong.
I like how you felt the need to blow past the beginning part of that. Okay, here's the uninteresting part for me to get to the E.T. porn. I'm on a forum called Bizarre Porn. You don't think...
I'm not on the forum. It's like it's kind of like a Facebook, type site, and people start their own forums. And I saw this. I was like, well, let me go see what's in here. It's so disturbing, the E.T. sex one. It's just...
Dude, I don't know how you could not go, Bizarre Porn. I bet there's bizarre porn in there.
It's not like I wasn't not expecting to see something bizarre. The E.T. one is just creepy, though.
But E.T. wasn't it. Like, you were, like, you know.
I don't know what I expected, but alien sex, not.
Like, kudos, Bizarre Porn. You managed to surprise me.
So, you know, remember that video that Kevin Smith was talking about a while ago where the guy put his butt around the jar and it broke and he was digging the glass out?
Did he play the audio from it? Or was that distorted view?
No,
he played it. You couldn't hear it, and you could just hear him reacting it. But Distorted View played it, and you hear like ah.
Yeah, I think the ah was fake. Well, there was a part at the very end where he runs off and they have a screaming noise. I don't know if that's the same thing they played, but that sounded totally fake. Because throughout the whole thing, it was totally silent and he was totally calm. So it's like, if you just did all that, why would you scream at the end? Like, he could tell there's blood coming out because he was looking at it.
Yeah, but he's not totally silent. He makes a noise like, almost as though, this is mildly uncomfortable. Like, that's the noise, but it's like, it's not mildly uncomfortable, I'm bleeding! Oh, no!
But you never saw it, right, Tim?
Nope. I learned my lesson with Two Girls, One Cup. There are things I don't need to see, because then you can never unsee them.
So, the part where he's putting his rumpus around the glass jar, someone drew... did a gif of it and drew eyes and like eyebrows
on
his butt. So it's like his anus is the mouth, swallowing up the glass,
and there's eating.
Nom nom nom.
And it's a crunch. And it looks down at the glass. Oh, it's wrong. But yeah, the E.T. one. Oh, that's just so crazy.
No, if you can get links to these, we can't put them up on Tancast because Google will drop us in a hot second.
Really?
Google has us?
Yeah.
Wait, no, Google puts adult stuff up there.
No. Google's advertising. AdSense.
Yes,
we'll lose the sweet 3 cents a month. Actually, the amount of money we're making on the advertising on the site, I'm really considering just pulling the ads off. It's like, fuck it. It costs $10 a month to run Tancast. I'll just pay for it.
Really? You really thought that was going to be like a windfall for us?
No, I just figured, if the site took off, like, just in case anything random that we did got dug, because people put weird shit on Dig. It was more of a, if something like that ever happens, it's going to spike our hosting costs. If we've got the ads up there, then it's going to cover it, but no one's ever going to dig us.
You okay, Tim?
That was good. Pardon me. Sorry, I had to scratch.
Okay.
That was going to be a windfall.
All right, here's the link for the butt one. And,
wait, no, why?
No, you don't have to click, but Andy wants to see.
Andy will click. Andy has clicked.
I'm not putting this on the show. Sorry.
Oh!
See? You hear Andy? And Andy's soul is evaporating. Like tissue paper in a monsoon.
The best part of that, certainly is not the blood coming out of the guy's anus, but the best
part of that
is whoever animated the eyes made them look surprised when the thing breaks. Like, they look angry, like, yeah, I'm eating this thing, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh no. No. And they're just little cartoon eyes.
Here's the E.T. one.
Okay, I definitely got a nom, nom, nom. I got to close this because...
Jesus Christ!
The ET one?
Yeah, they went to town on that costume!
Isn't it disturbing?
Holy shit!
It looks like a burn victim! It looks like a burn victim with elephantitis head!
It's just so wrong!
I like how the costumes open, though, in the three areas that it counts for porn.
Of course!
Like, here's my vag, here's my nip, here's my nip, here's my nip, here's my vag, here's my nip.
And there's, like, some other stuff on there. There's, like, one with some the body with, like, an octopus on their vagina, which doesn't disturb me as much as the other two. All right, yeah, really, as the
ET
one.
One is frightening.
Can you guys hear that hammering in the background?
No.
No.
Okay.
Are you?
My neighbor decided today was a good time for a home improvement project. He's been hammering his balls off all day.
Apartment improvement project? Like, he owns
all
the place.
I'm like, what the fuck are you building over there, Captain IKEA? Douche.
So how was everyone's week? Week-a-deek-deek?
Sounds like Andy had quite a week.
Oh, yeah, I believe this was his first week of work, right? Is that correct?
This was my first week of work.
Hooray for employment!
How much did you work from home?
40 hours.
Are you always going to be working from home?
Not always, but when I'm not working from home, I will be not in probably the state.
Oh, so you don't have to really go in the office for your regular daily routine. That's nice.
Since the only office the company actually owns and pays for, I think there's one in Japan now, but the only office is in California, which is where I'll be next week.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. That is a sweet gig. I would love to work from home.
It's got some challenges.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it's hard defining, like, you know, work time as opposed to personal time, you know what I mean? Because it kind of blends together because you're working in the same place that you live.
Yeah, and my wife has been really used to me for the past 4 months or so, you know, being available at any time, hanging out, keeping her company and whatever. And while she does, I don't understand how she does it, but she does. Really great with, you know, if there's like distractions going on, she can like work and carry on a conversation at the same time. It's crazy to watch, but me, not so much. I need my little shell that I can go into.
You're very much like a one thing at a time guy. Like either you tie your shoes or you watch TV. You can't do both.
fuck you both. Nailed it. That is funny.
Carry on.
So anyways, there's these two dicks that I used to live with. I hate them both, and I don't miss either of them at all. In fact, I'm thinking about never speaking to either of them ever again. But
I remember when I told Rachel, Andy and I, well, I guess Noah knew her too. She used to work at Double D's. Probably should have used a fake name.
Oh, yeah.
We were having lunch one time, and she goes, and we were talking about how I was eventually going to move to LA, and she's like, aren't you going to miss Andy when you move to LA? And I was like, no. And then she gave me a quizzical look. I'm like, because we'll probably keep in contact. Like, I don't think I'm just going to, you know, walk off the face of the earth when I move to LA. She's like, oh, okay. I thought you were saying you just weren't going to miss him. Like, Andy, who?
Who is this Andy fellow you speak of?
I love that was where she went first.
Well, because she gave me the shock look, like, what the fuck? You two are attached to the penis. Docking.
And he's the one that moved away first.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Who would have thought he got married first?
So I got my penis. My penis was ready to be single. Well, clearly we've given up on women.
I'm going to pack up these balls and go home.
Listen, I know a place that will store these balls at a decent rate. You don't have to lug them around.
Or sit on them again.
To which I reply, that's okay. They're small.
So you work from home?
Yeah.
Do you have like a little area set up to do your work, like separate from everything else? I heard that's a good way to kind of separate work from personal life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my 4-bedroom house also has an office, so yes, I've got a...
Well, you have it, but do you use it?
Well, yes, we just cleaned it out. Previously, the office had been the, shit, company's coming, toss everything in here room. But now it has been cleaned out, and it's the Andy's little cubbyhole of silence room.
Well, do you really, like, as long as you could sit at the desk, what more do you, like, I don't know. Do you really need to clean it out? Just leave it as the oh shit company's coming room.
Well, I'm sure he has to have paperwork and stuff that he needs to keep track of. You know what I mean? Like,
just put it on the desk.
It's also helpful to, you know, be able to walk to the desk from the door.
Previously, to climb
get to the
over
desk
shit?
From the door. Remember your old room, Tim, where there were certain steps that you could take? It was like a dance to get from one side to the other.
I prefer to think of it more as Indiana like Jones had to do to get to that gold idol in the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's what I was thinking. Yep. Oh, don't step there. That's a CD.
Yeah. Well, my wife actually had difficulty getting as far into the room as I did because I could leap a bit further than she could, being taller.
Even better. Keeps your wife out of your keeps your wife out of your space for a while.
I don't know what it is, but I've noticed like the biggest people like at my office, they have some of the messiest offices. Like they just have paperwork everywhere. It's like, how do you find anything?
There was still, like, my dad helped me clean up a lot of shit in there when he was out visiting before I started. But he left to go down to the Bahamas for, like, a week and a half. And there was, like, a bunch of shit that was still in there. Like, I just couldn't take it anymore. It was, like, kicking up so much dust and, like, my back was hurting. And, yeah, like, he and I stopped at a certain point and kind of just didn't get back to it before he left. So I start my work, and there's still, like, a couple of piles of shit in there, and, you know, like, some mess, and a bunch of papers in a pile on the floor to be sorted, and my wife comes in and just starts yelling at me about the piles on the floor. She's like, you started. Why couldn't you finish? Why couldn't you just tell me that you needed help? I would have come down. And she was kind of starting to stress me out because, you know, there was my little den of silent contemplation being invaded. So I got up and went to the bathroom. I get back from the bathroom, and she has cleaned the entire office.
Oh, didn't that make you feel like a puss?
It kind of did.
That's a good strategy.
No, it wasn't a strategy. I didn't intend
to do
that.
If I just go to the bathroom for a while, this will all take care of itself. Yeah. That's my thing.
I was being stressed out, and I needed to poo anyway, so I just went to poo.
We've just done some excellent marriage counseling. If things are getting too rough, bend a biscuit. Things look better on the other side of a deuce.
That's what I did with the dead hooker. I just went to the bathroom, came back, everything was cleaned up. I don't know how it happened.
The hooker fairy was there.
The magic toilet fairies.
Time to go to work. Walk all night. Very dead hookers.
So yeah, I came back in and it was all cleaned up. But the only problem was, I had, in the course of cleaning up the office, found my birth certificate. And you know, when you start a new job, one of the things that they require, because I don't know, fucking Homeland Security decides that maybe you suddenly stopped being an American between your last job and your current job. So you've, like, got to prove that you were born in the U.S. and that you're a resident of the U.S. and that your parents were, you know, English speakers or some shit like
that. You needed your birth certificate?
It's like your Social Security card or your birth certificate and a passport, or your driver's license or some shit like that. There's, like, a long list of things on both of them.
Right.
So cleaning out the office, I'd found my birth certificate and I'd set it in a very specific place on top of, you know, of course, a pile of shit that's already there. But I knew where it was. I come back from, as Tim so eloquently put it, bending my biscuit. And the pile is gone, and I don't see the envelope or the folder that this thing was in sitting anywhere. So I start pulling piles apart and pulling things apart that my wife had, you know, so kindly put back together. And then I go upstairs. I'm like, there was a folder. It was on top of such and such pile. She's like, I didn't see it. I'm like, you had to have. It was sitting on the top. She's like, well, I didn't notice it. Did you search in? Yes, I searched. She, of course, being a fairly intelligent woman, had picked up the folder, taken a peek inside and gone, well, this looks a little bit important, without actually registering what it was she was looking at, and had filed it, like, on a shelf on the desk, kind of where you would expect some important papers like that to go. But I'd torn apart the whole rest of the office in the meantime.
So it was back to being messy again?
No, I folded the stuff that I'd pulled apart back together, because I certainly didn't want to have that conversation with my wife of all the time and energy that she had spent while I was taking a deuce.
Fuck, how long were you shitting, dude?
Dude, it was only like 8 minutes.
It was, dude, you remember living with Andy.
Wait, were it 8 Andy minutes?
No, it was 8 minute minutes.
First he has to take a douche, right? And then he has to wash his ass for 15 minutes, right?
No, there was no wash in the, that's half bath I was in.
Then he's got to spray that special ass perfume on there because he likes to smell just so.
he likes to smell like daffodils.
Then I had to stick a jar up inside of it.
And then he has to talc it.
Because, you know, I like to store my shit in jars in my butt.
And then he had to go to his computer and draw eyes on his butt.
Dude, the best part of that, somehow that wound up posted online.
Oh, that guy's video?
The dude,
the original, I don't know. I personally think it was on purpose. Like, the way just so calmly he digs that glass, I watched the whole thing.
Dude, I don't think that you could. I think you go into shock, and then it's like, oh, I must retrieve, oh, this glass before, oh, consciousness lost.
But he finished it, right? And then he just got up, stood there for a moment. I guess you couldn't see his head. I guess he's just looking at his handiwork and just walked away. Didn't run, just walked away like, oh.
That was probably
time to go.
That moment of shame where you're like, huh, is this bad enough that I need to go to the hospital? I really don't want to go to the hospital because I really don't want to explain this.
That's why I love the internet. Like maybe you would have heard the story about the guy doing this. Like, oh, I heard about this guy. I saw this video once at my friend's house. Now, you just post it online, everyone can see the video. There's no question. Yep, that guy had a bottle break in his ass, and he digged out, and he wasn't even scared, or just like, oh, glass, I'm going to just dig this out, blood, oh, whatever. All casual. Oh.
Well said. Yes, Andy?
No, nothing. I have nothing
sound
to say.
Like you took a, sound like you took a...
It's not like he was doing something, like, suspicious. No, nothing. Nothing at all.
No, that was... I got the strange graying sensation behind my eyes. I had to close that GIF again.
Oh, yes, that is very wrong. Yeah. Well, if you really want to see or talk about, you can email us and we will send you a link. But be forewarned, it's very
horrible.
Disturbing.
It's horrible. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's horrible. Oh, also, you know, dong and balls and asshole in the photo, so.
Yeah, very not work safe.
No.
Mm-mm. Like, even if you work at a porno shop, it could not be work safe for that.
Yeah. If you work at a porno shop where people regularly bleed from the anus, then it's work safe. But
I like
that. Well, I don't know. Given the content of our Tancast, that's probably our target audience.
I should start a porn shop called Bleeding Anus.
You got to start it in a place that's pretty metal, though. Either, you know, very metal or lots and lots of leather.
I think I'm going to put it, like, in, you know, Palo Alto.
Move in next to Apple, Cupertino.
After you get your iMac, come by Bleeding Anus.
Come on,
we
white,
put the
white,
rack
and
wrecked him.
People.
Fuck, what are you hammering? Jesus Christ!
Dude, maybe he is hammering Jesus Christ. Is it Easter? I've lost track.
Okay, there were only, what, four nails? It would not take as long as he's doing.
He wants to be thorough.
He's stringing up a whole, like, fucking jury worth of some messiahs over there.
12 angry messiahs.
Now
that'd
that,
be a hell of a movie.
That's a play.
I said hell of a movie. I'm going to hell.
Well, yeah.
For so many reasons.
I didn't tell you guys. There was a little bit of excitement in my work week.
Woo! Yeah. And it's exciting work week story! A little intro for you.
All right, thank you. We'll continue to do this. So my wife was needing to get some stuff done, so I'd taken our little infant baby boy down to the office, and I had like a couple of little chairs and stuff for him set up in there. He was fussing in one of his chairs, so I pulled him out and I just put him on his little blanket that we have set out so that he can, you know, crawl, well, attempt to crawl around and, you know, hold himself up and play with his toys and, you know, do tummy time, they call it. So I'm playing with my kid, getting him to smile, getting him to calm down because of whatever about being in that chair had pissed him off. And a big, huge thing, had to be like a quarter inch long, black ant is like crawling towards his head on the blanket. I'm like, oh, that's not good. We have ants like trying to invade our house all the fucking time. I hate it. So I killed the ant, and I look over, and like inches from his head on the other side, there's another big-ass black ant, so I killed that one. And then I picked him up, and I moved him into another room and started checking the room out. In one corner, there was this massive ant. Had to be like 100 ants just streaming around in the corner. There was no food in that room. There was no anything in that room. I have no fucking idea where these ants had come from. So I got ant poison, sprayed a bunch all over the place. They were all around the window in the office. Killed literally hundreds of ants. Then I was vacuuming them all up, and I decided, well, maybe they're like coming in up out of the basement or something. We just had a huge storm last night. So I open up the vent cover for the AC and the heater duct, and I look in and think, huh, somebody dropped a whole shitload of cornflakes into the heater. That's really, really odd. And then I realize, no, those weren't cornflakes. Somebody put a whole bunch of grapes into this vent, and they've been there for long enough to desiccate down and look like cornflakes.
Mm-mm.
But that wasn't what the ants were after. The ants had actually nested inside one of the windows. So I opened the window to see if the ants were coming in that way, and they weren't coming in that way. They were living there.
Hmm.
So I slaughtered all the ants with a bunch more poison. So I think there may be one or two ants left, and they probably worship me as a god now. I'm going to keep those two.
I don't think they do worship you as a god. I'm going to put that out there. I'm going to throw that out in the world and see who agrees with me.
I agree with you.
You think I should kill them? You think they're going to bring back more ants? Because I fucking hate ants.
You're like the Hitler of ants.
Here, hop into this train.
Hey, you're a little ripe. You want to have a shower?
In fact, the ants were just hiding in your attic.
One of them was writing a diary.
Diary of Aunt Frank!
You are a horrible man.
Why am I horrible? For the inappropriateness of that joke or the utter shittiness of that joke?
Second one.
Okay.
All right.
Too much?
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Whew. Takes a bit out of you.
So, you don't think these ants see me as an avatar of Shiva?
An avatar?
Yes. An earthly incarnation of the destroyer.
A representation.
God.
I've never known avatar to mean anything other than what, you know, that little picture of me that's on my Yahoo profile.
Oh. It actually means an earthly incarnation of a god. Or an alternate incarnation of a thing, so that's why it's your little Yahoo profile is your avatar.
I was gonna say, wow, internet people are a little bit full of themselves, aren't they?
Well, they do.
This is my avatar! This is the earthly presence of the heavenly being, Cumfart 69!
You say Cumfart 69?
I did.
Yep.
All right.
Well, Unix geeks do refer to the little tiny programs that run in the background doing housekeeping as demons.
I'm a fucking demon.
You're a fucking idiot. Idiot!
Demon idiot!
Meh, meh, meh.
Meh, 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 meh.
You guys are weird.
Yeah,
you're weird with weirdness.
Odd with the oddity.
So, Indiana Jones.
So, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I looked at some houses.
Mm.
Some houses?
I was watching House right before we came to do Tancast. Is that the same?
Newest? Kind of.
Mm. The newest one or a rerun on USA?
It was a rerun on USA of the newest one.
Yeah, they've been playing them like pretty quickly after they air.
Which is good, because something else that we're recording interferes with the whatever the latest showing of House is. We've got some higher priority thing on there.
Heroes, perhaps?
Perhaps. Whatever it is. The fact that USA is picking him back up again means we haven't had to put a lot of thought or time into resolving that conflict.
So, what was the latest House?
Well, I think it's the latest general House. Dude chained to a,
okay.
Whatever, Earth Mover.
Okay, because there wasn't one this week, I don't think, was there?
No.
Okay, because my DVR did record Heroes before I finally sold it to stop recording Heroes.
Oh, you were watching Heroes, though, for a bit.
I was, but then once House and Heroes and something else were all new on the same night,
mm-hmm.
Heroes got pushed to Heroes was the thing that didn't get recorded. So now when House isn't new, all of a sudden it's got a Heroes. I'm like, fuck, I've been out of the game for so long. I don't know what these Heroes are doing.
They still have powers. Who's related? What the fuck? Yeah, the kind of the same thing happened with us. I think it was like four or five shows that we watched all come, you know, in 3 weeks, we move to our new night. Okay, new night. Thursday! Fucking everyone's got to be on Thursday.
It's must-see TV on Thursday.
Yeah, I don't understand why they move stuff that's on like a perfectly good night for me that's like crowded with other shows, and they're like, oh, here's a show where you're completely full on your DVR, and we're going to move it over to that day. It's like, oh, why would you do that? It was fine where it was.
Yep. It was fine where it was in that we could watch it. Guess what now? You were number three. We can record two. You're off the list.
Fail!
We should move to Thursdays because more people watch TV. Yeah, and everyone thinks that same thing, and therefore, everyone watches a couple hours of TV on Thursday, and you're probably not it. There's four major stations, then there's all the cable shows, and there's only so
and
many
my
hours.
Penis.
A day.
Don't forget my penis.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you gotta just stare at Tim's penis in rapture.
That's must see peeny.
Yes.
Or weenie would have been even funnier, but oh well. A lost opportunity.
Oh well. You know, that's the great thing about editing. You could totally put it back in. Must see
yeah,
weenie.
I like to put my weenie back in. Back into your mama's butt. Oh, yeah.
I hate you guys.
So Noah was looking at houses.
I was over in the East Bay. That's right, East Bay.
East Bay.
And then tomorrow we're gonna look at the peninsula. We and Stephanie we saw a couple places we liked.
Wait, is looking at the peninsula a euphemism for staring at Tim's penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, Andy. You fucking idiot.
Just checking.
Next time you want to check, think, oh, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm going to ask a stupid question.
Noah makes an excellent substitute teacher.
There are no stupid questions, only stupid people.
And you're the fucking dumbest little child.
So was Paul Revere one of the Brits, or was he an American? You're a fucking dumb pile of leftover jizz from your father's nutsack.
Your mother should have swallowed you.
Or spat you back out. Yeah. But at the very least, not welcomed you into her womb.
So yeah.
You should have been an icky stain on the end of a coat hanger.
Oh.
I prefer a vacuum cleaner. Dyson works really well. Lots of suction.
That's what I use to get the nasty desiccated grapes out of my heating and air conditioning system.
Was your house wasn't new, right? It was pre-owned. Yeah,
yeah, it was
pre-owned. I remember.
Apparently pre-owned by retarded people.
I remember when you were dealing with them going back and forth about the price and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun. It's like we had the agreed upon price, and then they're like, oh no, we want thousands more. You can suck my ass thousands more. Oh, you're from California, you can afford it. No, we had an agreed upon price. That's what you call a verbal contract. I'd rather pay all these thousands of dollars to a lawyer to stick it to you than pay it to you because you're a douchebag. Fucktard.
Nice.
Yeah, I actually told real estate agent to go back to, because I guess that was the message that had come from their agent was, oh, they're from California, they can afford it. I told her, you tell him that we will pay a lawyer before we pay them a dime over what we agreed.
Nice. And?
And she did.
Did that work?
And the guy went, you're not going to let him walk away. She goes, look, these people trust me and like me. I will find them a house. They will buy it. I will get my commission one way or the other. It does not have to be this house.
Nice. Yes.
Oh, yeah. She. That,
giggity giggity.
Our real estate agent was a badass.
And he plays hardball.
And he loves playing with the
ball. I was all the way on the other side of the country. I wasn't going to fuck around with people.
Fuck no fucking around, fuck.
Fuck.
Fucky.
Fucketing fuck. Fucking
fuck, fuckity,
shit,
hello.
And cock.
So you're looking at houses in the peninsula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh well, no, I haven't. I haven't yet.
Ah, but you're going to later today, perhaps.
Sunday, tomorrow.
Sunday. Looking at houses on the peninsula.
On the peninsula. Yeah.
Peninsula.
Peninsula.
Be there.
Spit of land sticking into the ocean.
Think of it as California's penis.
California's cock.
Cock.
The nuts are Marin, let's say.
In Andy's mouth.
You've got some Marin in your mouth.
Do you know Jamba Juice has a secret menu?
Do they?
Yes, they have.
I know they took the citrus squeeze off, and it's not on their menu, but you can still order it.
They have something called the Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
Where it's lemonade, sherbet, lime, pineapple, raspberry, and orange, one scoop of blueberries.
And a little bit of taint sweat.
Yeah, a little bit of taint sweat. I was reading, now I'm getting off topic of my topic. I bought the new Wired because it was edited by J.J. Abrams. And I've seen so many different blogs post about it that, oh, it's so good. I was like, oh, I'll fucking buy it. And they had secret menus for Jamba Juice.
Interesting.
They had the standard In-N-Out burger, which I know about, but I did not know Jamba Juice had a secret menu. I want to try the Sour Patch Kid. That sounds delicious.
I bet you do. Oh, he wants to try the Sour Patch Kid!
People that I worked with used to be like, oh, well, let's go to Jamba Juice. I want something healthy. Have you seen the sugar content of the Jamba Juice? You could back up a tankerful of Coke. You could back up a tankerful of the Coke syrup. None of the carbonation fancy shit in there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is not that good for you. Like Subway. Like, even though it's, like, vegetables and stuff as opposed to a burger, it's still not that healthy for you.
Yeah, they, like, soak it in oil.
And it has lots of calories.
Soak it. Well, then how did Jared lose all that weight?
Well, they do have healthy choices,
by exercising.
Like, there are ways you can get, like, healthier options, but I'm just saying, like, if you just order, like, you know, the Italian large, you know, it's not going to be a lot less calories than, like, a burger. Maybe.
Jared lost weight. That's all I know. All
right.
I'm sorry. I'm speaking for most of America. Jared lost weight. Subway good.
Oh, speaking of weight loss, my wife was telling me about the story she read. An 82-pound woman had a 40-something-pound tumor removed. The story that she read was unclear on whether the woman was 80-some-odd pounds after the tumor was removed or before the tumor was removed.
Link!
That's wrong.
How do you get a 40-pound tumor? How do you not handle that shit when it reaches 20 pounds?
No, and how do you wind up 80... Assuming she's 80 pounds after, how do you wind up... That's like Nicole Richie. After. Is it like you're just dieting like crazy because one side of you is ballooning out? And you're like, man, I'm gaining weight really lopsided. I got to diet like crazy. I got this one huge hip and this lip.
Maybe the tumor was pressing on her stomach so she was never hungry.
Maybe. You know, it was just hearing weight loss that made me think about it, but now I got to go
find it. Look at Tim getting all scientific and mathematical and shit. Actually.
I was like, it's really neither of those things. It's just like, it's more just like reasoning.
Scientific.
Yes, Andy, you were starting to say? Andy?
I hadn't done any actual research on this to find out, you know, what the specifics were. Just hearsay, and you saying weight loss made me think of it. Oh, it was a malignant bone tumor, if it was this one. Yeah.
Oh, he's researching it now. That would explain the lack of his...
My
communication.
Lack of talking, yes. Because I can only do one thing at a time. So you guys, please, black it up.
So anyways, amazing. I looked at places. We saw...
Hey, hang on, Jostle Mike. All right, now say it.
I was looking at places.
Hey, everybody, hit your mic. This is going to be the best episode of TamGaps ever. The episode is going
to hit. Get on the chopper. Get down.
I kind of sounds like when she got fired. Like, it's Charlie. Get down.
Oh, Billy's been hit.
All right, that's annoying.
Yeah, I know. Try editing it.
No, I'll leave that to you, butt munch.
You're a butt munch. Wait, now you gotten really quiet.
Am I good? Hello?
Yeah, now you're good.
That's better.
All right.
Wait, now Andy got quiet. Shit, maybe it was something I did.
Hang on. There we go. How about that? Is that better?
Yes.
Yay!
TamGaps, the most professional podcast out there.
It's amazing. We can't attract more than 17 listeners.
It's not about the listeners. It's about the fun.
Some people try to get perfection in the podcast. If you want imperfection, listen to TamGaps.
We just want to get to the finish line every week. That's all. We don't care how we get there.
We're like the fat guy getting across the Boston Marathon with a hoagie in his hand. I made it! I'm healthy!
Sir, the marathon ended 2 weeks ago.
Whatever! Did you arrive in a cab?
Shut it!
Where's my hoagie? You ate it, sir.
Where's my hand?
You ate it, sir.
It was holding on to the hoagie, and therefore it had to go.
Hoagie does sound delicious right now.
Kind of does. Hoagie. I already had spaghetti for lunch, though.
All right, so let me talk about the places I checked out.
Let's hear it.
So we checked out four places. The first place, I didn't really care for at all. It was like, it needed work. I mean, like, all of them needed some work, but this, I probably need the most work, I think, out of all of them. It hadn't been upgraded at all, really. It just didn't appeal to me. The second place we checked out was nicer. It had, like, a family room. It had four bedrooms. Only problem was the neighborhood. Like, when I first got there, I counted at least, like, probably seven thuggish-looking kids, teenagers just standing in front of the houses. I'm like, I know you shouldn't judge people by how they look, but they just look like, I don't want to live next to you.
Oh, I mean, when we were looking for apartments when we first were, you know, on our honeymoon, really, when we were coming down here to L.A., we went to one place and there was just all these thuggish kids just riding around on bikes and walking around. and this is during the day and this place looks so, totally shitty. I can't imagine what this looks like when the sun goes down. Fuck this. They're like, but look at all the interior room and the floors. I'm like, yeah, you have to do something inside to make people come here. Goodbye.
And that was the thing. The place we checked out was pretty nice. Like, it had an update kitchen. It'd be remodeled recently. And then another thing that worried me is I looked out the window and I could see the neighbor's yard next to me. And it had all this junk in the backyard. And then they had a dog. And the dog, I guess, would rub up against the door and, like, the door frame. So it's like a huge black mark on the back door. And it's like, you know, if those people don't take care of their house, I don't know if I really, you know, I don't know what kind of neighbors they'll be. So then we checked out the third place. That was nice. It was smaller than, like, the last place we checked out. It had also been updated recently, so it didn't really need any work. And then we checked out the third place, or fourth place. That was awesome. That had, like, it was, like, 1,400 square feet. It had, like, a huge family room. It had a stove that, I guess, the suction goes underneath the counter, as opposed to, like, where you have the, whatever that thing is called.
A penis?
No.
The hood.
The hood. That's what it's called.
My bad.
It had a fan that sucked the air down into the ground somewhere.
Oh, was it, like, between the burners?
I think...
Like, you just have a big vent, like, right down the middle?
It might have been underneath the burners.
Hmm.
I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't, like, gas. It was electric.
Woogie.
I don't know.
That's just... You're sucking all the flames outside. Look, my house is like Truckzilla.
It's electric, so, yeah. Another weird thing is... The stove was on this island between the dining room and the kitchen, but it had nothing to protect it. Like, so, you know, if you had a kid, the kid could just walk by and be like, oh, look, hot burn, it's ah! Like, there was nothing protecting it. It was just like anyone walking by could bump against it. But yeah, that was probably our favorite place, although there are multiple offers on that place. So we're going to go see stuff on the peninsula first, and then we'll kind of decide what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, decide it.
See if we want to put, like, an offer down and try to outbid the other people on this place. Which would put us over, not over our, what we're pre-approved for, but over what we kind of, the range we're kind of looking at.
Be really careful about that. You know, make sure it fits in your budget. Make sure that you're not spending, you know, more than a certain percentage of your income on the house.
Well, it fits in our budget. I mean, like, we've gotten, like, some, Stephanie's mom's friend sent us, like, a breakdown of, like, okay, if this is a low amount, here's what you'll be spending. Mm-hmm. And if this is low amount, here's what you'll be spending. So we have the breakdown. We kind of know what have an idea what it's going to cost. But yeah, we just got to decide, you know, if we want to pay that much. So it's you know, it needs some work as far as just updating, but it's livable right now. And it has the big room, which I like, because I would like to get a projector. I think I still want to get a projector. Have my own movie theater. Why is that funny?
Because...
Why is that projectionist?
Funny? Is that what's funny, Tim?
No, it's just like my own movie theater. I think it's a little more grandiose than what's actually going to happen.
It'll be like a 100-inch screen.
100. I got a 100-inch screen for you.
100-inch screen.
You better say 100 feet, because I'll grant you. That's a movie theater right there.
It's a little mini movie theater. It's better than what you got, motherfucker. What you got? What you got?
I got your mama's titties in my mouth.
You don't have anything in your mouth. You're an idiot.
Touché, sir. Touché.
So yeah, that's the process of buying a house. It's very exciting.
I'm excited.
No, you're not.
I'll a little bit.
I'll be excited once we actually get a place. That will be exciting. And then we can shop and buy furniture for it and paint and... Start a garden. Mm-hmm.
That excites you, starting a garden?
Eh, growing your own food? That's nice. Save some money.
Hmm. I don't know. That process seems very, like... I mean, because I'm imagining a garden won't produce food for a year. Like, maybe you got a week's worth of food in a garden, which probably took way more than a week to grow.
Well, usually you only grow, like, a few items. Like, maybe tomatoes, right? If you grow enough tomatoes, you're probably going to grow way more tomatoes than you can eat. And then, if you know other people that have gardens, you can trade with them. Like, oh, I have some tomatoes. What do you have? Stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not really into playing a role-playing game with my garden.
Well, not, but not only that, it's like...
You've traded tomatoes for experience points.
I mean, Stephanie started growing some spinach and lettuce, like, maybe a week ago. And it's already... It started blossoming, like, a couple days later. And maybe in another week or so, it will have vegetables.
So it only takes 2 weeks or so to grow it?
According to her. I mean, it's getting pretty big. It's grown quite a bit in the short amount of time she's been doing it, which is about, like, a week, I think.
So, all right. Well, maybe there's something to this.
It is worth it, because what? You buy a couple seeds? What is that? Maybe a couple dollars? And then you can get, like, tomatoes, you can get, you know, corn, you can get, you know, stuff that you would grow. Oh,
I guess I was more thinking of, like, like orange trees and whatnot. Because, like, you know...
Oh, if we had a tree, that would take, yes, a lot longer than a couple weeks. But I think like, planty stuff, it grows a lot faster.
I'm sorry, what?
Planty stuff?
Planty stuff.
Planty stuff.
Is that a technical term, Captain Botany?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Planty stuff. That's right.
Growy thing.
Greeny stuff.
Foodie what?
There's this article that came up across that you could grow 100 pounds of potatoes in, like, a little small area. Wouldn't you like 100 pounds of potatoes, Tim?
No. Oh, shit. I still have a ton of potatoes in the fridge. Because I made the mistake of buying them at Smart and Final. I was like, oh, well, we can make some more potatoes, and I haven't done shit. I wonder how long potatoes last.
Until they get hairy.
Awesome.
When they start turning into vodka, throw them out.
Fuck that. Put them in a bottle.
Why don't you...
I'll trade it with somebody who still has potatoes, and I'll be all set.
Why don't you make something that uses a lot of potatoes? Like mashed potatoes?
Well, because I think we're going to have pasta tonight. And I always forget when I go to... I guess we could have something. Oh, wait. There's not a good potato dish that goes with sweet and sour chicken, though.
Well, but, like, I mean, you don't have to stick to whatever your meal plan is. Like, if you have potatoes that need to be used, you can kind of change it up and say, hey, we need to use these fucking potatoes. Or you could just let them go to waste. It's your potatoes. I don't care.
Well, I'm trying to think of what else I could make. We've got some chicken that's going to go way bad before the potatoes.
Mashed potatoes and chicken. Delicious.
But they're little dice cubes of chicken. Because I had made them for a Caesar salad, and I made way too much.
Delicious! You can make a casserole that uses potatoes and diced chicken. Go.
Or I could just... pound my cock flat.
That's so
you
fun
could,
at all.
But that wouldn't use the... I mean, unless you're using the potatoes to pound your cock with.
Well, what'd you think I was going to use? A hammer? Little handy over there.
And that won't feed you.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer on my wiener.
A hammer in the morning.
All over these glands.
I'd hammer my testes. I'd pound them like pancakes.
You can't tell, but I'm dancing.
I hear you snapping.
Yeah, that was the only audio cue I could give that I was dancing.
More like you're gaying it up.
Yeah, like you like it.
My way, girlfriend.
I'm not gay. I'm sorry.
Oh, you are gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's so much wrong with that.
With me, well,
only
gay,
because,
not with other people.
Only because, exactly, only because who wants to sleep with Andy? Gay or straight?
Well, you know, apparently one person like, does. Wait, no, three people
gay,
do.
Ugly as sin.
Three people want to sleep with Andy.
Three people do?
Or did. One still does.
I bleeped out his final number. I was like, you know what? Andy didn't ask me to tell how many people he slept with on the podcast, so I bleeped it out last week.
Oh, okay. Then
I can bleep it out again
people
this week,
slept with Andy.
No, you can leave it in.
Oh, okay. I think
three is a respectably low number. I kept the number low on purpose.
That's what I tell people, too. I want to stay a virgin to 25 on purpose. Yeah.
No, that was me.
I know. I was hoping
and it was 24.
Just cruise right on past that.
And I kept it low on
let
purpose.
Let me enjoy my lie.
Yeah, the purpose of not raping anybody because no one else had agreed to it.
Oh,
that's
someone
admirable.
Someone else agreed to it, but Andy didn't have enough money. Wait. Let me look at my ashtray in my car. Let's see if I got 50 more.
Do you accept Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
I could do some computer work for you.
And, you know, truth be told, based on how the first relationship went and then ended, I would say maybe two people.
Oh. That one counts.
No, she
you got your
crazy.
Dick in there.
I know, but she was crazy and didn't want it there.
She wanted it there.
I said, fine, I'm taking my dick and going home.
She wanted it.
No, she wanted it to be like 11 or 12 years older than it was. She wanted aged, wrinkly dick. Actually, I can't make that joke anymore because now I'm what that guy's age was.
Yes, but your wife is what your wife's age is now as opposed to what her age was then.
That is true.
Anyone understand what we're saying? Good.
I didn't, that's all.
Tancast.
We'll have a nifty little graph for you.
I should do a little Photoshop chart of what that joke. Wait.
Link.
There you go. Now I've committed myself to doing it in the future.
Yep.
Future Tim is looking back. Fuck you, Bab! It's 4 a.m.
It's 4 a.m. I gotta edit around Noah moving his fucking mic around.
So shall we wrap this episode up?
I think we shall. But you know what I'm going to do right after we get off this episode?
No.
I'm going to hop in my time machine. Are you guys going to hop in your time machines?
No, I'm going to kick you in the nuts for being a fucking idiot. I'm going to hop in a fucking airplane, fly over to where you are, and fucking kick you in the nuts and go back home. And be like, don't be a fucking idiot.
Over there, negating your plan.
we'll pass each other. I'll kick your plane's nuts.
On the way by, just whoop-ha! Ninja kick! No one get off the wing, it's windy out there. I'm a fucking ninja!
There's a Negro on the wing!
Some Negro!
That would be a totally different movie. Or not movie, that was episode of the show, but then they did a movie with John Lithgow.
Yep.
Yes, leading to one of my favorite scenes in the show Third Rock from the Sun. William Shatner plays the big fat, big giant head, mm-hmm. who's like the leader of their alien thing, and for some reason he flies in to meet them. So they're like,
so how was your trip, sir?
Horrifying at first. I looked out the window, and I saw something on the wing of the plane. The same thing happened to me.
I'd forgotten about that. I actually saw that episode.
Yeah, and it was one of the few ones. I think we've said in previous episodes, I love that show. Like, anytime I watched it, it was hilarious, mm-hmm. and then I would almost never watch it.
Yep, same here.
But that was one of the few I saw. I'm like, this is fucking gold!
That was for that was a little inside baseball.
I think I actually had to explain that to the person I was with at the time.
Would that be the same one who feared your penis?
No, I don't believe so. I believe that would be the other one who just really didn't want to have anything to do with my penis.
Oh, she wanted to have things to do with your penis. It just all of a sudden dried up.
Yeah. Right around Valentine's Day or something.
Is that true? Is that when it dried up?
No, before that.
Yeah, oh, no, okay. I was like, because that would fucking suck. Happy Valentine's Day. No more snatch for you. No, that's my present to you. Purity.
That was right.
Don't you remember the story?
Yeah. It was right before Valentine's Day that stuff dried up. And then Valentine's Day was a great big cock tease.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost walked away from the relationship because of that Valentine's Day. And it was right after that that I tried to get a stripper's number. And then I stuck with the relationship for another 10 months and then broke up with her on Valentine's Day the next year.
Yay!
Now,
good for you.
We'll save it.
Yeah, it was actually 2 days after Valentine's Day, but that's enough of that.
All right, so see you all next week when I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about,
mm-hmm.
and we won't be stretching for an hour.
No, certainly not.
Hell no.
Excellent.
Kisses. Thanks for listening to Tancast episode 47. You know the drill. Leave us a comment at tancast.com. Leave us a comment at iTunes. Subscribe via iTunes. And vote for us at Podcast Alley. We need about 15 more votes. We'll be in the top 10 of comedy podcasts. So if you haven't voted in the month of April, please vote for us. It takes 2 seconds. The link is right there in the show notes. Get it done, baby!
Tancast.
My wife is being weird. Sorry. My wife is just came in here and started kissing on my neck and standing there looking at me.
Weird. I'm like, my wife is being weird. Dude, my wife didn't enter into the conversation except at the beginning. Misheard Noah.
What are you doing?
Anyways, I'm going to ignore Noah talking in the background.
And there you go, the crescendo.
Hello? Hello? Hello?